The Violet Consuming Flame. Beloved Mrs. G.W. Ballard, Voice of the I Am, May 1936. The conscious use of the violet consuming flame is the only means by which any human being can free himself from his own human discord and imperfection. Aside from the Ascended Master's explanation of what and where the mighty I Am presence is, the greatest possible assistance and blessing to mankind on this earth is the Ascended Master's instruction concerning the use of the violet consuming flame. Through its use, they have dissolved all discordant creation of their past lives and become the ascended beings of perfection which they are today. Every human being must do the same thing, sometime, somewhere, before he is free from his own human creation, past and present. The student should understand the actual focusing, projecting, and sustaining of the violet consuming flame is done by his own beloved mighty I Am presence. For it is God's flame of pure divine love. But the part the student must do is to call his presence into dynamic action to produce it, and then visualize the flame. This means to hold the mental picture of it passing through his mind, body, and aura, from his feet up, through and around the body, cleansing them of all imperfection. Thus he can dissolve and purify all unnecessary and discordantly qualified substance and energy which he has used in all lives. This lets the pure energy, light, and perfection from his mighty I Am presence pour out its fullness to and through him without interference. Individuals have not the slightest concept of what they have created through their thought, feeling, and spoken words, even in their present lives, let alone all the hundreds and possibly thousands of embodiments they have lived through previously. Nevertheless, all the substance and energy which they have used was given to them pure and perfect in the beginning, for the purpose of creating and expanding perfection on this earth. Through discordant thought, feeling, and spoken word, humanity has created forms made of substance, energized by feeling, and projected into the atmosphere about the individual. Most of these are too hideous and unpleasant to put the description into words. There is no human being who has not done this to some extent in all lives, past and present. All have felt discord and sent it forth in thought, feeling, and spoken word. Most people a great deal more than they are willing to admit. Nevertheless, the law is the law. Every human being uses energy and substance, waking and sleeping. All are creating vibration and form through the individual's consciousness every instant. The law acts, whether the individual be ignorant or wise, and no one ever escapes. It is through the great, infinite divine love and compassion of the Ascended Masters that the great mercy of the mighty I Am Presence acts. The instruction in the use of the violet consuming flame is the most merciful service any being could render to humanity. Through the individual's own God-conscious effort in using this flame of divine love, he is able to consume all his past creations and purify his mind, body, and world. In this way, he never has to face his distorted creation, if he will use the violet consuming flame with intense, steady determination. Thus he can reach up into the Ascended Master's octave of life and begin to draw forth more and more of their perfection until he manifests the completeness of their mastery, the attainment of his ascension. This is the grace which beloved Jesus taught, and the only way in heaven or earth by which any individual attains the state of the ascended master and becomes free from all the limitations and inharmony of earth. The great eternal law is, every individual must purify his own creations by his own conscious application and use of the violet-consuming flame. It is not possible for anyone else to do it for him. Since he created his imperfections and limitations, so must he uncreate and purify them, until all in his being and world manifests perfection. Then he is free. The effect in the mind, body, being, and world of the individual who uses the violet-consuming flame is to purify all the substance and energy in all his bodies, mental, emotional, and physical. It quiets the whirls of vibratory action in the emotional body, dissolves the impurities in the flesh, and consumes the wrong thought patterns in the mental body. In this way, he establishes habits of constructive thinking, feeling, and speaking. The violet-consuming flame increases the vibratory action of both mind and body, so the currents of light and energy from the presence flow through in perfect balance, bringing ease in the feeling, which is absolutely imperative if health is to be manifest and be maintained in the body. The violet-consuming flame is a raising, transforming, purifying, vivifying activity of pure divine love from the heart of God, the great central sun, which is the mighty I Am presence of infinity. As heat melts wax until it drops away by its own weight, and as the heat increases, the wax ignites, being consumed by the fire, so does the violet-consuming flame melt away the impure substance in the physical, emotional, and mental bodies of the individual who visualizes it pouring through him and his aura for a distance of about 3 feet in every direction. The action which really takes place in the use of the violet-consuming flame is that it increases the vibratory action of the substance in the three bodies to a rate in which no discord nor imperfection can exist. For these conditions can only exist in the lower rates of vibration. In the use of the violet-consuming flame, which is the cleansing, harmonizing, uplifting, and illumining activity of the sacred fire, the divine love of the mighty I Am presence, the student has the ascended master's power to set everything in his being and world into divine order, harmoniously and permanently. It but requires firm, alert attention and an unyielding determination to have the same great freedom which beloved Jesus revealed to mankind, and which he and all other ascended masters are expressing and living in today. All students in doing this should realize the violet-consuming flame is the actual energy and substance of divine love from out the great central sun, which each one's own mighty I Am presence draws into a concentrated focus as a flame and blazes through the bodies and aura of the personality to set everything into divine order so the perfection of the presence can express through the mind and body and out into the world of the individual. It is utterly impossible for God's love, energy, and substance from the great central sun to have any effect whatsoever in anyone's mind, body, or affairs except to produce ease, peace, harmony, abundance, illumination, and perfection. It is eternally impossible for it to create anything unlike itself. So the student should see how self-evident it is for any result to come from its use but joy, victory, freedom, and perfection. The student should think clearly enough to realize the personality cannot create a flame. And as the personality is the only creator of destructive qualities, all ignorant suggestion of fear and discord concerning the violet consuming flame is but the concoction of the human intellect. That is self-evident. The violet consuming flame can only be focused, projected, and brought into activity by the mighty I Am Presence. Only the Presence is Lord of the Flame. This is the flame of divine love, the very energy, substance, and intelligence from the one great eternal source of all, the great central sun. Dear blessed students, do forever annihilate in your own consciousness any fear of its use. If individuals fear to use the flame of divine love from God's own heart, what hope is there for them? And who can ever help them? Not beloved Jesus, Saint Germain, nor anyone else can ever help the individual if their gifts of victory, freedom, and perfection are feared by the ignorant human intellect. Remember, fear and doubt are the two robbers of humanity's happiness. Use the violet-consuming flame, precious ones of the light, and annihilate once and for all eternity everything in human consciousness which attempts to limit or dominate you longer by the suggestion of fear or doubt. Freedom from every human limitation is yours, if you will dare to do as the ascended masters have explained. Freedom from musty old human concepts is yours by the use of the violet-consuming flame. Freedom from the karmic accumulation of centuries and old race beliefs of the ages is yours, if you will but apply the ascended master's instruction and use the violet-consuming flame to clear away all that disturbs or limits you. Defy every ignorant, disturbing, negative suggestion which confronts you. Blast it from the consciousness of mankind forever, so you may prove through your own individual experience the light and love of your own mighty I Am Presence is the supreme controller of all conditions in your beings and worlds. Yield not one atom of power to any human suggestion of less than perfection. Dare to be the fullness of your mighty I Am Presence in dynamic action, producing perfection in your beings and worlds. Shut your door to all that denies the truth and possibility of its fulfillment in all your physical experiences. Perfection is possible for every human being on this earth. And when the individual is determined enough to keep his attention on his mighty I Am Presence, perfection will manifest in all his life's experiences. The violet-consuming flame is what beloved Jesus referred to when he said, "Moses brought law, but I bring grace." Grace means the bringing of all into divine order through divine love. And this is done by the use of the violet-consuming flame, the only way in heaven or earth it ever was or ever will be done, because that is the way the great divine law maintains order permanently. This is the knowledge of the sacred fire, which has been coexistent with mankind on this earth from the beginning. It is the purifying activity which the mighty I Am Presence provides, by which the outer activity of the human personality may again be made to express the divine way of life. Use, use, use the violet consuming flame around your mind, body, home, office, and world in all your affairs, and your blessings will transcend your fondest dreams. Oh, that the blessed doctors and nurses who handle the discordant conditions of mind and body of afflicted human beings but knew and would experiment with the violet consuming flame, and through it bring marvelous protection to themselves and limitless help to their patients. They could then move in those conditions, give assistance without limit, and yet be entirely untouched by the reactions from the conditions they are trying to cure, and yet many times go down under themselves. Oh, that the blessed school teachers might understand what transcendent accomplishment could come to those children under their care by the use of the violet consuming flame. They could teach almost indefinitely and yet feel no sense of exhaustion. They could harmonize a room full of children with an irresistible power, which would make all a joy and privilege to work together for the good of all. Oh, that businessmen and women might understand how by the use of the violet consuming flame, dishonesty, intrigue, crime, and discord of every kind can be prevented in all outer activities of humanity, and the real, true, marvelous, ascended master accomplishment mankind was meant to express be experienced by every individual now. Blessed ones of the light, visualize the violet consuming flame in and about your mind, body, home, business, country, and world many, many times a day until you become as conscious of its existence in and around all you contact as you are of your hands and feet. Call the mighty I Am Presence into action to release the Ascended Master focus and outpouring of the violet consuming flame in and through all you do to keep its action self-sustained in such a mighty onrush of perfection that naught can withstand its irresistible presence and power. Feel yourselves always surrounded by a great pillar of violet-consuming flame, the shade of the violet neon signs, with the flame flowing from the feet upward through the body to the top of the head and up into your own mighty I Am Presence. Do this with great intensity, at least 15 minutes three times a day. In a few weeks or months, you will feel such freedom and ease in your bodies, such clearness in your minds, and such victory in your affairs, that you will no longer wish to do anything but continue its use. If you wish an intensified action of divine compassion and peace, make the center of your great pillar of violet flame a delicate shade of pink. Realize deeply in your feeling that your power to visualize is the presence power of sight which is used to make the picture, and call the presence into action to keep it forever self-sustained. It is the presence who projects the flame, and the presence always answers every call instantly. This is all any student needs to be able to feel the fullness of his presence and see it face to face. Say often and feel deeply, I am always a gigantic pillar of the violet-consuming flame of pure divine love that transcends all human concepts and pours out through me forever all the ascended master victory and perfection from within its heart.
Will you now stop the tape and sing?